You should have a one source sheet with two sides. Yes? Mitsuyan. So I wanted to share with you the following idea. You know, we are in a time period in the year called Acharei HaChagim. And that is an expression which is a half joke and it's half serious. I mean, half true, I should say, but it's also half joke. In Israel, they joke about Acharei HaChagim, Acharei HaChagim. And if you have somebody working on you, if a plumber needs to do work in your bathroom, in your house, you say, when are you coming? Acharei HaChagim. When are we starting school? University? Acharei HaChagim. When are we this? Acharei HaChagim. We call it Zman Choref or Choref Zman. You know, it's people in Israel, everybody takes off Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. And so Acharei HaChagim is a certain time frame. We find ourselves in a new Zman of post Rosh Hashanah, of post Yom Kippur, of post Sukkot. And I wanted to share an idea with you of Acharei HaChagim. One way, one perspective that we can go forward thinking about this coming Zman. Look at the top of the page. And the very, in Tfilat Musaf of Shalosh Regalim, which we said over the last month many, many times, we said, B'nei Beitcha Kevatchila, remember that? B'nei Beitcha Kevatchila. That tune, by the way, I don't know if you realize this, is the exact same tune that you sang at the end of Tisha B'Av morning. Remember? Keli Tzion V'Yaleha. Remember that? B'nei Beitcha Kevatchila. It's the same tune. The same tune, because we, this past year, didn't merit seeing the Beit HaMikdash, and so when the Chazan got to B'nei Beitcha Kevatchilat, oh Hashem, rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. We don't want to remember the tune of Tisha B'Av. We want to remember the tune of the Levim on Har HaBayit. And what do we request? It says here, B'nei Beitcha Kevatchilat, and what do we also say? We dive into Hashem, please, Hashev Kohanim La'avodatam. We want to see the Kohanim be returned to their work in the Beit HaMikdash. Two, Levi'im l'shiram u'lezimram. We want Levi'im to be returned to their Shira and their Zmira, their Zemer. And then that makes sense. And then we say, V'hashev Yisrael l'inveihem. Right, that's on the top of the page. You remember it from the Musaf that you said many times. That last one is strange. V'hashev Yisrael l'inveihem means return B'nai Yisrael to their homes. Now that's a little strange. Pashup Pshat, it doesn't mean to their home, the Beit HaMikdash. Because that would be V'hashev Yisrael l'navam or l'veitam. But V'hashev Yisrael l'inveihem means return them to their homes. And again, Pashup Pshat probably means it's referring to their homes in Israel. But there has to be more. Why are we davening to Hashem, return us to our homes? We live in our homes. What does it mean? Another question. Comes from Shir HaShirim and the Gemara. The next source quotes a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, which we did not read now. We'll read it on Pesach time. And it's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim Perek Zayin. We say about B'nai Yisrael. Ma yafu pa'amaych ban alim bat nadiv. How beautiful are your footsteps. Ma yafu pa'amaych ban alim bat nadiv. Prince's daughter. B'nai Yisrael. En chamuke yirechaych kmo chala'im ma'ase yadei aman. Your legs are beautiful and like the work of a skilled laborer. This is Shir HaShirim at its finest, or the mashal of Shir HaShirim. What does this pasuk in the beginning mean? Ma yafu pa'amaych banalim batnadiv. How beautiful are your footsteps in Yerushalayim. I'm sorry, in how beautiful are your steps in shoes. The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, quotes this pasuk, Darash Rava, Rava was Doresh. Mai dichtiv, mai yafu pa'maich banalim batnadi. What does it mean? When Shir HaShirim tells us how beautiful your feet are, in shoes, says Rava, Kama na'in raglehen shel Yisrael b'sha'ah she'olin la'regel. How beautiful are your feet when you're ole regel. Emet Hashem, all of us will be zoche to be ole regel. Those of us over Sukkot that had a zechut to see Birkat Kohanim, or to see Hakel, or to see thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I was walking towards Hakel. What day was that? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Wednesday. And I remember with my family, and I'm trying to keep everybody close, and it was crowded and shoulder to shoulder, and I said, this is a taste of what Aliyah LeRegel is going to be. Emitz Hashem. And that's so beautiful. Your footsteps are so beautiful. Mayafu pamaych bana alim. Bat Nadiv, Bat. What do you mean, Bat Na'alim? What do you mean, how beautiful are your footsteps in shoes? You can't mean that. Because look at the next Gemara. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot tells us, Lo yikanes lahara bayit, b'maklo, u'b'minalo, u'b'pundato, u'b'avak sha'al raglav. You're not allowed to go up to Harabait with your staff, with your shoes, you can't go with your wallet, you can't even go with your dust, you have to wash it off. It's Harabait. So the Pasuk, according to Rava in Chagiga, says, how beautiful are your feet in shoes when you're Ola Regel. But that can't mean that. You're not allowed to be in shoes when you're Ola Regel. You get the question? The Pasuk in Shir HaShirim tells me how beautiful are your feet in shoes. According to the Drash, how beautiful are your feet in shoes when they're Ola Regel. But you're not allowed to be in shoes when you're Ola Regel. Okay. These are two questions. Why do we say Vashevi still in Vehem? And why do we say, according to the Gemara and Chagiga and Brachot, ma yafu pa'amayich ban alim bat nadiv? What is it? How can it mean that? In order to understand the question, I want to take a little detour. And it's a detour that will help us understand the question. And it's a message that repeats itself throughout Torah literature. And I think that this detour will help us understand this question as well. Here we are, we just finished a really big season, right? We're Acharei HaChagim. We were mesmerized on Rosh Hashanah. We were inspired during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. We were awestruck on Yom Kippur. Between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we stopped saying Tachanun. We were just so excited to build the Sukkah and buy the Arba Minim and go everywhere and see the building and getting it ready. And then, of course, we had Sukkot and Chol HaMoed. We had Hoshana Rabbah, the final closing of the door. We had Shmini Atzeret, Simchat Torah. It was one day or 2 days, depending on where you are and what you hold. And now, nothing. Nothing. We've got a plain old day. We've got a plain old day. And it is normal to ask the question, how can I keep it going? How can I keep this excitement, this high? How can I keep it going? This is an absolutely true story, but on your second day, on your Simchat Torah, what day of the week was that? Tuesday?
Yeah.
So Tuesday morning, I'm in Shul. After Shul, I'm leaving Shul, and a very good friend of mine, his first name is Shimon. As we're walking out of Shul, he's a funny person in general. He's the kind of person that when I say, have a good day, he goes, no, have a great day. Oh, you beat me. Okay, great day, great day, great day. But so as we're walking out of Shul, he says, Reb Yamin. I don't know why he calls me that. Reb Yamin, how can we return to routine? That was his line. Reb Yamin, how can we return to routine? He was like exacerbated. And I shared with him the idea that I'm sharing with you right now. I mean, it was brief. We were walking to our cars. But the idea of how can we? Okay. This message, and I said, appears throughout Torah literature. There's a message that Hashem, that Chazal, share with us on a regular basis. I'll share with you one from the Gemara in Brachot and Daf Nun Aleph. Oh, thank you very much. The Gemara on Daf Nur Aleph Amud Bet is a Gemara, the words of which you've known since you're in second grade. And you know these words, ready? Tadir, v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. You know that expression halachically. We had it the other day when it was Shabbos and Sukkot. So we have a competition for mitzvot. Do I say Ritzei before Yalevi Yavo, or do I say Yalevi Yavo before Ritzei? The answer is Tadir v'sheino Tadir. Tadir Kodem, right? You know that. Yes?
Yeah.
When I have two Torahs to read, Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, first I read Shabbat, then I read Rosh Chodesh. But listen to the philosophy behind it. Tadir v'sheino Tadir. Tadir Kodem. One of the most fundamental messages in our Avodat Hashem is Tadir v'she'eno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. That first you go with Tadir. And that's really counterintuitive. You walk in, you know, pretend there's, you know, a lot of people in the room here, and one of you has a birthday, so I should say, hey, everybody have a nice day, and you have a happy birthday. But what do? Oh, happy birthday! We wish a happy, happy birthday! Why? I had a birthday last year. I don't need another one. I mean, I do need another one, but I'm saying to celebrate. Today is the regular plain old day. It is not for naught that we say at Shalvim for women, it's, you know, there's no such thing as regular. Because every day is supposed to be that regularity is more special than special. We have it, you know the story, and I copied a lot of psukim from Sefer Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Tet. That is the or part of the story that you may recall. And as I'm speaking, you can skim through a little bit of the psukim in Yud Tet Aleph. This is the story that was happening with Eliyahu. Remember that Ovadia was sent by Ahav to find Eliyahu, and Eliyahu then gathers the Nevi'e HaBa'al, the Nevi'e Asherah. Remember that? The story of the you take your korban, I'll take my korban. Remember? You remember? And they're unable to start the fire, and Eliyahu is able to start the fire. Now, you may recall, I'm not going to quote it now, but take a look at the few psukim before the underlined psukim. What's happening here is that there was a moment of tremendous inspiration. And Eliyahu, when he wins, he mamish kills the 450 Nevi'ei HaBaal, and he kills the 400 Nevi'ei Asherah. And it seems clearly that Ahav follows Eliyahu, and vice versa. This is not a drash. Look in the psukim. And yet, the very next pasuk, we have Ahav, and we have Izebel threatening to kill Eliyahu. How could it be? You had that inspiration. You had that burst. Ahav, you can do it. Stay on the team. We did it. I just showed you. Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem hu Elokim. And yet, Izebel threatens to kill Eliyahu. What does he do? He runs away. Depressed. Life is over for him. And it's only then, when Eliyahu is hiding, I should say he's moping, or he's really depressed, he lies on his side in the shade, over, in the desert, it's over. And he says, and Hashem makes him eat, and finally, take a look at the underlined psukim in Yud Aleph, beginning with Yud Aleph. Vayomer, say, says Hashem to Eliyahu, Vayomer say, V'yamarata bahar lifnei Hashem, V'hine Hashem over, V'ruach gedola v'chazak mefarek harim u'meshaber slain lifnei Hashem. There's a huge ruach coming, smashing mountains and smashing boulders. Says that's awesome. Lo beruach Hashem. That's not where Hashem can be found, in the smashing fireworks. V'yachar haruach ra'ash, some kind of earthquake. Okay, thunder. That's where Hashem is. No, lo bara'ash Hashem. And then you'd bet, V'yachar ha-rash, Eish, okay, fire, fireworks. No, lo ba'esh Hashem. V'yachar ha-esh, kol dimama daka. These words were adopted in Unatana Tokef that we said three times in the last month, twice on Rosh Hashanah, once on Yom Kippur. Kol Dimama Daka. Hashem is found in the silence. Hashem is found in the everyday. Not in the earthquakes, and not in the tornadoes, and not in the fires. Hashem's everywhere. But you want to reach Hashem, don't wait for the next high. Don't wait for the next blast. Look for God in the silent places. Look for God in the quiet places. This is quoted famously, and I'm sure many, most, if not all of you have seen this. It's the next source says, it's in the Hakdama of the author to Ein Yaakov. That's what it's called. Hakdamat HaKotev. L'Sefer Ein Yaakov, of Rabbi Yaakov ben Chaviv. Rabbi Yaakov ben Chaviv died in the middle of the 16th century. He quotes a Medrash. The reason why I'm quoting it here is because we don't have the Medrash. So we don't know where it's located, but he quotes it, so we're going to quote him, and I'm sure you've seen this. Here we go. Matzati Katuv, says this Ein Yaakov, the author of Ein Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov ben Chaviv. By the way, the Ein Yaakov is a compilation of what? Anyone know what the Ein Yaakov is a compilation of? Yeah? Yafeh Me'od. We have a few volumes over here, a few sets I should say. Yafeh Me'od. It is a compilation of Agadot Chazal. All the narratives in Chazal are found in Yaakov. He compiled them way before, 500 years before computers were invented. He compiled them with Perushim. It's beautiful. Okay. And his introduction, he says this. If you know it, this is Chazara. If you don't know it, this is Jewish literacy. 101, 102, we'll say. You gotta know. This is, I don't want to promise, but I'll bli neder commit that you will hear it again this year, not from me. It's quoted. And so you'll, as a good friend of mine says, it's famous. And if it's not famous, we'll make it famous. That's Rabbi Shalom Rosner. It sounds like this. Matzati katu b'shem ha-midrash. Uvikashtihu v'lo matzatihu b'chol sifrei tzfarai. I heard that this was in a medrash, but I looked all over and I couldn't find it. But zehu nuscho. This is the way the medrash goes. Ben Zoma Omer, Matsinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter. I have a pasuk, says Ben Zoma, an early Tana, that is the most inclusive pasuk. If you were going to a deserted island and you were only allowed to take one pasuk with you, this is the pasuk. For some reason, the carry-on requirements are pretty heavy over there. You only bring one pasuk. This is the pasuk that's most inclusive, and it goes like this. Behu, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That Shema Yisrael. People have died with these words on their lips. Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim, Menaram Lamakom. Makes sense. Most important pasuk in the world. Benanas, another. Early Tana says, no. Omer Matsinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter. I have another pasuk for you. This is the pasuk. Vehu, V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha. If you're going to a deserted island and you can only bring one pasuk, you should bring V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha, that I understand. Beram L'chaveiro, Rabbi Akiva. Care about Hashem's creatures. No. Shimon ben Pazi Omer Matsinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter Vehu Et HaKeves HaAchad Ta'aseh VaBoker Ve'et HaKeves HaSheni Ta'aseh Bein HaArbayim. That is a pasuk referring to the Korban Tamid. Yafeh Me'od. It's found in Parshat Pinchas. Et HaKeves HaAchad Ta'aseh VaBoker. Now, the first time I ever heard this medrash was I was in high school. And I still remember thinking, and I don't think that I'm so wrong, although this is not what I was going to share with you tonight. I don't think that I was so wrong, but apparently everybody else who quotes this thinks of it in a different way. When I was younger, I thought that what this last idea of Shimon ben Pazi, I thought this idea was that he was quoting, please excuse me for saying this, I'm just saying this for the sake of illustration, a boring pasuk. And he quoted it to show that this is an exercise in futility. There is no such thing as the most important. But that's what I thought when I was in high school. There's no such thing as the most important pasuk in the world. You're going to say Shema Yisrael, V'yahavi l'orecha kamocha? No, it's at Akev Esachad, so to speak. And again, I'm saying this only like a throwaway, so to speak. I don't mean that literally. But it's such a, so to speak, throwaway pasuk to say that there's no such thing as a throwaway pasuk. Every pasuk, even the most mundane. But that's not the pshat. And the pshat is, and I'll just read a little bit more, Amad Rabbi Ploni al Raglav. Rabbi Ploni, I don't know if that was his real name. I don't know if the Ein Yaakov couldn't remember his name. I don't know if the Medrash couldn't remember his name. But Amad Rabbi Ploni al Raglav v'yamar halacha keben pazi. The halacha is like ben pazi. That is the most powerful pasuk. You go to deserted island, you can only bring one pasuk. What is the pshat? It's what we've been saying all along. Tadir v'sheino tadir. What we've been saying all along in the Psukim of Eliyahu and throughout the Torah and Torah literature. The answer is, it is the plain old korban. You know that every single day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur, Purim, Pesach, the very first korban that was brought in the day was korban tamid. Tadir v'sheinu tadir. Why? What about Yom Kippur? That you have to wait for that. What about Rosh Chodesh? No, wait for that. Musaf comes after Shacharit, doesn't it? Why should Musaf come after Shacharit? Musaf should come first. It's Musaf. It's the excitement. No. Tadir v'sheinu tadir. Et akev esach atas ha'boker. And the last korban in the day, what do you end the day with? There might be one exception according to one opinion on Erev Pesach. It's possible the korban Pesach was last, but leaving that aside for now, what is the very last korban that was brought in the day? The very last. I don't care if it's Yom Kippur, I don't care if it's Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yantif, I don't care what. V'etakeves ha'sheni ta'aseh bein arvayim. Tadir v'sheino tadir. The plain, the regular, the day-to-day, the mundane, that comes first. That comes first. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You'll take a look at the next source in Tehillim, Chaf Dalid. Mi ya'ale v'har Hashem, u'mi yakum bimkom kodsho. It's not just mi ya'ale v'har Hashem, that's nice. But it's mi yakum bimkom kodsho, who can stay there. Any one of us can have a burst of excitement. Boom! And then you can fall back if you're not careful. If you remember, we spoke about this on Motzei Rosh Hashanah and the Dvar Torah about Avram Avinu and the Akedah. Remember that? Remember the Akedah? Akedah and the Gemara and Rashi. Al tas lo me'uma. That's nice. If you don't do something. And that's what happened at Har Sinai. That's what happened with the Egel HaZahav. You got to be so careful that we don't forget about the most important ingredients in our Avodat Hashem. Sure, there are times in our life where we get excitements and we get these bursts, but it's Tadir v'sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. It's the Kol Dmama Daka. It's the Miyakum Bimkom Kodsho. And I believe, this is my own idea, but I believe that this is the exact same idea. So take a look at the bottom of the page. The Gemara says in Masechet Chulin, Daf Yud Chet Amar Aleph, the Gemara says that, the Gemara in Chulin says that the stones of the Mizbeach, the corners of the Mizbeach, had to be so smooth that you could run your fingernail across it and not get stuck. Very similar to the way that people check a shechita knife. That's what's doing in Chulin. That's the exact same way. That you check a shechita's knife, a shochet's knife, running your nail across it, and it has to go smooth. Says the Gemara, and the Rambam quotes it la'alacha, Hilchot Beit HaBechira Perek Aleph. The Rambam quotes la'alacha, that the stones of the Mizbeach had to be so smooth that you could run your finger across it and not get caught. Tosfos asks the following very difficult question. It's the next source down. The Tosfos asks, how could the stones be so smooth? First of all, they were not allowed to use a knife. You can't use a knife. Lo tanif alehen barzel is an isser. You can't use a knife, an axe, any metal. when it comes to building the Beit HaMikdash. So how do you get this, how do you get them so smooth? There was also a miraculous shamir. Anyone know what a shamir was? Yeah, well, oh wow. Yeah, what was it?
It was like a worm.
A worm! The shamir was a miracle worm that was used to cut through many difficult, challenging stones. Says Tosfos, you're not allowed to use a shamir because the shamir, Tosfos proves, I'm not going to say it now, says that and he proves it, that the shamir used to cut jaggedly. So you couldn't use a shamir, you couldn't use a knife, so what'd you use? Says Tosfos, beautiful pshat. V'yesh lomar debeperek ezehu makoman mashma shebanu otam. That they built the mizbeach be'avanim ktanot chalakot. From little small smooth stones. Shelo haya bahem shum pigima kegon chalukei avanim shel nachal. Says Tosfos, you can't use a knife, you can't use a shamir, so what'd you use? You take stones from the bottom of the river. They're smooth. And I mamish think, not only halachically, and the Rambam Paskins like Tosfot, the halacha, but I think hashkafically, it's exactly the same thing. Where is the center of our avoda? The Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is the center of our avoda. And what builds that avoda? Not a rock that you dynamite. Not a rock that you chop. A rock that you take from the bottom of a river, year after year, the water goes over it, smooths it out. The water runs over a rock once, it's still jagged. Twice, it's still jagged. Day after day, week after week, the avoda, the message of the avoda. The Beit HaMikdash, every inch has musr. Musr from the Mikdash. I mean, this is another musr from the Mikdash. Every piece, every stone, came from the Mizbeach, and the Rambam actually paskins that is also the floor of the Azara, the entire Azara, only became smooth from daily waterworks. Again, another message. Okay. They ask the Kutzker Rebbe. There's two stories about the Kutzker Rebbe in this context. I think they're both about him, and they're both true. First of all, he asked his students, what day of the year is the most important day? What's the most important day of the year? So one of them said, of course, Yom Kippur. One of them said, Purim. One of them said, I don't know what. So then they said, okay, they all answered their answers. And they turned to him, they said, new Rebbe. Okay, so which day is the most important day of the year? And he said,
today.
Today is the day. Today is the day. This is the special day. Today's the day. They also tell the story that he quizzed his students, what would you do if you were told you only had a few hours to live, or you only had a day to live? What would you do? I am not pastoring this way, and there's a lot to say about this, but the message I still understand. What would you do? And this Talmud said this, and this Talmud said that. I said, Rebbe, what would you do? This is your last day on this earth. What would you do? And his answer was, I'd keep doing what I'm doing now. If it's not important to do, then why am I doing it? If I'm doing it, it's important. I need to do it. It's important. That's it. It's important now. I got to do something more. No, my job is to be here and now. Okay. Anyway, so that's the general, believe it or not, introduction to the general question that we asked earlier. The two questions that we asked earlier, if you remember, is why did the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, number one, when they were writing our Nusach of Musaf, why did they write V'ashev Yisrael Lin Vehem? Remember that question? And question two, which is a little bit more powerful, is a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, a Gemara in Brachot, the Gemara in Chagiga, Ma Yafu Pa'amayich Ba'na'alim Ba'nadiv. How can it be that we're talking about shoes when we're talking about Aliyah LaRegel? There's no such thing as shoes when you're on Har HaBayit. Okay. Having said that, I want you to turn over the page, please. And I'd like to share with you an idea that was written by Rav Shimon Schwab. Rav Shimon Schwab, as you may know, died only a few years ago. He died in 1994. And he was the Mara D'Asra of the Washington Heights community. And he wrote many Sfarim, and tremendous. And one of the Sfarim that he wrote is a Sefer called Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva. And the following is his Perush on Shir HaShirim. At the end of the Sefer, it's on the Parsha. At the end of the Sefer, he has on Chamesh Megillot. This is what he says on Shir HaShirim. And this is the message, ladies. We're going to end with this. This is a message that I'm going to share with you as we begin our journey together. Acharei Hagim. Says Rav Shimon Schwab. V'yesh lefaresh. Line 1. Shemedubar bekan al shivat Yisrael in vehem. Acharei she'alu laregel. You thought that we were talking about Aliyah laregel going up to Har HaBayit. That's why you asked the question, how can you have shoes? Says Rav Shimon Schwab, we're not talking about going up to Har HaBayit. We're talking about Shivat Yisrael in Vehem, middle of line 2, Acharei She'alu LaRegel. We're talking post. We're talking Acharei HaChagim. V'ra'u, and these people saw, Avodat HaKohanim, V'sham'u Zmirat HaLevi'im. They were inspired in Yerushalayim. They were inspired on Har HaBayit. They were inspired by the Kohanim. They were inspired by the Levim. And now we dive into Hashem, V'hashev Yisrael in Vehem. Let them go back to their homes. Line 3 in the middle. Sheshivazu avodah gedolahi. That is the huge avodah. Sheyashuvu levatehem im kol hamadregot. They should return to their homes with all the levels. Via hasagot and all their accomplishments, via iluim and all their rising up, they're lifting up, they're getting higher and higher. Sheisigu, that they accomplished b'sha'at aliyah laregel b'mkom hakodesh v'hamikdash. That is exactly what our job is. The job is not only to go to Har HaBayit. The job is to return home and bring that inspiration to your daily life. The job is to return home and bring that inspiration to your daily life. V'chein katuv acharei chanukat habayit. I skipped this piece because I'm running out of time, but the bottom of the first side and the top of the second side, we read in Malachim Aleph. V'chein katuv acharei chanukat habayit. She'asa Shlomo b'beit hamikdash v'yelchu li'oholehem smechim v'tuvei lev. You may recall from Malachim Aleph, Perek Chet, a huge party, celebration that Shlomo HaMelech arranged after he built the Beit HaMikdash. And what does the Pasuk say in Samach Vav? That they went to their homes, Smechim V'Tuvei Lev. What kind of, who cares? Who cares about that? You have a party, so what happens at the party? Afterwards, they went home happy? I don't care about that. No, the opposite. I only care about that. She'ein aliyat haregel, middle of line 9. She'ein aliyat haregel nigmeret bishat hayetzi'ah mi beit hamikdash. Aliyah laregel, and your experience on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah didn't end when the Chagim ended. This is what I tried to tell my friend when we're walking out of shul. How do I return? The whole job is returning. The whole job now. Anybody can be excited. You're dancing, Simchas Torah, you're going crazy. Your child on your shoulder, Halavayim, Yitz Hashem, it's all kulchem to do that. It's beautiful. No, but now, it's a regular day. Your kids have homework. There's laundry to be done. You have work to do. You have learning to do. That's what life is. The work is not Hayitziyah Meit HaMikdash, line 10, Ela Yitziyazu Atzma. The very exiting off of Har HaBayit and the very finishing Shalosh Regalim, v'hashiva lebayit, line 11, im kol ha'hashpa'ot v'ahit lahavot shel amidato b'beit hamikdash, with all the influences and all the excitement and the flame that was kindled on Har HaBayit, that is bichlal avodat aliyah laregelhein. That's part of aliyah laregel. Ma yafu pe'amayich banalim bat nadiv. You know how beautiful your feet are? When they've got shoes on. They don't have shoes on Har HaBayit. I know. I put them back on. And I walked back home in my shoes. And I brought that excitement back home with me. V'dugmato matzinu. And then we continue on. Maybe I'll read it actually quickly. V'dugmato, line 13. Matzinu gam be'hakohen ha'oved atzmo. Benusach seder ha'avoda b'musaf shel yom ha'kipurim. You can sing the song. Emet ma nehedar. Part of the singing. Part of the celebration, it's in the Mishnah. The psukim that we read, the tefillah that we say on Yom Kippur, comes from the Mishnah. Emet, What? Betzeitomin HaMikdash? Yeah, Betzeitomin HaMikdash. It's so beautiful. Leaving. Because the Kohen Gadol and you and me and everyone brings that hashpa'ah off of Har HaBayit. We've accomplished almost nothing if we've left it there. And that ties into what we said about Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. You cannot wait. I think I've said this to you before already, but there is some kind of, you know, culture in countries, certain countries. There are certain countries that don't have work on Sundays. So I, you know, Monday morning, I'm a monster. Monday morning is the worst thing in the world. Wednesday is the hump day. Friday is weekend. And your whole life is surrounded about not working. If we know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Weekend! Oh, Monday morning. Weekend! That's not what life is. And that's not where growth is. And that's not where getting close to Hashem is. And that's not where you yourself are going to develop into a beautiful Bat Torah by waiting for the next excitement. Min HaTorah, there is no Chag until Pesach. That's it. And Cheshvan, by the way, ER also, right? There's a parallel, as you know, between Atzeret and Atzeret. Cheshvan is a regular month. But it's not regular. This is where the Avodah happens. Zman Simchatenu is now. We bring Zman Simchatenu. One of my kids said a Dvar Torah in the Sukkah, this when we say Teshvu Kein Taduru, that you have to live like you live in the Sukkah, like you live in your house. Says, yeah, that's exactly right. Zman Simchatenu was not only in the Sukkah. Zman Simchatenu is 52 weeks a year. It's bringing the excitement in. So rather than walking and saying, oh, Acharei HaChagim, when is Shabbos coming? When's Rosh Chodesh coming? Thank God, you know, thank God for the Makkabim, or else we'd never have Hanukkah. Baruch Hashem. Yes, it's important. And I'll tell you how I think it's important. This is how I think it's important. I've said this mashal before. It's a review for Shana Bet, I think, for Chazaras. Okay, I used to have, when I was younger, and some of your parents might have had, something called Matchbox, the Matchbox cars. Those were incredible. Little cars, they didn't have motors, they didn't have computers, little plain old cars, and then you would get these like plastic tracks. You know what I mean? Yeah, you familiar? Yeah. Okay, and you would connect the tracks with that little like tongue thing. You make a whole track, yeah?
Yeah.
And sometimes you do it from your bed to like the floor, and if you have a friend with a bunk bed, that's even better, and you have to... So then, that's cool, that's already fun. Then, but you realize at some point that the cars didn't power themselves. And so what we got is really a tremendous toy. You can buy it for your niece or nephew, whatever it is. It's sort of like, if you can picture these two rollers, and you put the track through the rollers. You familiar? Maybe you are. So then I push the car, and it goes and goes and goes and goes, and then it goes through the rollers, and the rollers shoom, shoot out the car. Yeah?
Yeah.
And the trick is to make the track just long enough so that you zoom, shoot the car around, come, shoom, and then if you're, you know, if it's uphill or something, you miss it, you take off. I'm reliving my childhood. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You with me? Okay. I feel in some ways that Sukkot and Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, are like the rollers. If we say Tadir Rishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem, if we say, you know, Kol D'Mamad Daka, if we say the stones on in the Mizbeach, if we say V'Hashev Yisrael In Vayhem, if we say that, then the life is the track. That's where the fun is. That's where the growth is. That's where it happens. But we need the rollers every once in a while. And Shabbos is almost coming. It's true. In 6 more days till Shabbos. It's a beautiful song. It's beautiful. But we use Shabbos, so to speak, to shoot us for the rest of the week. We don't want Shabbos every single day. We sort of do because we want that in Olam Haba. But in this world, we need the weekdays. We need the weekdays. And we need the, so to speak, regular. And so when we get to this time of year of Acharei HaChagim, where we have an opportunity to really sink our teeth into Avodat HaTorah, Avodat HaMidot, Avodat HaTfila, Avodat Shebalev. This is the time. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the work gets done. Shabbos is great, Rosh Chodesh is great, Sukkot is great, Hanukkah is great. But the work gets done now. And we see that from the Psukim, and we see that from the Medrash, and we see that throughout. And so the blessing, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, is that we all recognize where the true avodah comes from. We use the opportunities Hashem gives us. We use the shooting of the shoots, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, to keep us going. And we should all be zochet to a tremendous, tremendous growth-filled zman. Amen.